Senator Brendan Crighton is with us here on MSO News Sports. And Senator, welcome. Thanks for taking a moment or two to join us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and for covering this issue.
We're talking about the MBTA Lynn Station presentation last night at City Hall. Brendan, I know you were there. I basically have two questions. One, what you heard in their presentation from the MBTA, and also later on, maybe we can talk about some of the reaction or questions that were asked, and maybe you can put a summarization on a couple of those for us. But first, what about the presentation? What's your reaction? What do you see as the highlights from that presentation?
So, yeah, we've been working with the MBTA for a while now in preparation for what is a great opportunity for a new station down there. If anyone's been to the Central Square Commuter Rail Station in Lynn, they will know it's, not in a good state of repair. Certainly some safety issues down there that are only getting worse over time. So, you know, the decision's been made to build a new, to rehab this one and potentially create a new station. And it's a great opportunity for us. But with that opportunity, obviously, comes a disruption in terms of service. So, a lot of the discussion last night was around mitigation. And right now, they're offering shuttle Swampscott, allowing a discounted rate, so you would pay your same normal fare that you would pay if you got on at Lynn. But obviously, that's not ideal. Folks traveling back, backwards, essentially, to get on the commuter rail. So we're working to build a temporary platform over the next 12 to 18 months, and that will restore service here in Lynn.
All right, that sounds good. So
the construction period. Sorry.
Go ahead, Sean. Brendan, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, the temporary structure, will get us through, the reconstruction of the station. And there's also issues at our garage. So once we get that structure up, residents can expect service, to be fully restored here in Lynn through the remainder of any other construction.
What about the questions or concerns from the citizens and citizen groups or whatever? What were some of the highlights out of that part of the meeting?
I mean, I think a lot of folks are anxious around the timeline, as I am as well. This is a huge part of our transportation network here on the North Shore, and it's a big loss, in particular when we have the Sumner Tunnel closure coming up in May. That's going to last, at least 4 months. We're already seeing congestion back to pre-pandemic levels. And obviously, we don't have the Blue Line in Lynn, so, the commuter rail, getting off the road, the commuter rail really is the best option. Obviously, we continue to explore, water transportation, hoping to get that going again soon. But for now, I think the public, is hopeful that this gets done right, but they want to make sure they're holding the T and their elected officials accountable for, an efficient process. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have a timeline. It's a little premature to say how long it's going to be, but that was a lot of the focus last night. Also, obviously, just what changes to expect. I think around some folks had asked about an enclosed station. That's not typical of commuter rail stations, and I'm not ruling it out. But there are definitely some issues there, not only just cost, but also with maintenance and safety and other things. But someone also raised the idea of something comparable to what Chelsea has at their new Silver Line station, which, had the overhead heaters. So certainly we want to make sure that this station is one that is suitable for New England winters, and to make it the most, accommodating structure for our commuters.
Well, Brendan, a lot of great information there. Anything else that you do want to share with us about the meeting or anything else from last night?
The garage piece, I know folks have concerns around that. So, it's not only a parking garage for commuters, but it's also leased out by businesses and residents alike. And during the winter, it's, used for cars to get off the road during snowstorms. So the garage isn't being torn down this winter. We've made sure that it will remain open, all except the top two floors. But we should expect sometime in the spring for a deconstruction to begin. And we're trying to work with city officials in the T, this is the full Blinn delegation to Rep. Capano, Rep. Cahill, to make sure that additional parking spaces are found, that the reconstruction goes as quickly as it can, but also that we're preparing the site for the best possible use in the future, which hasn't quite been settled on yet. But this really could be a gem in the city, something that accommodates parking, but also other economic development interests. So, again, big disruptions, but I think a once in a lifetime opportunity here for us to make a significant change for our transportation system.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Senator, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Senator Brendan Crighton with us here from Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.